This recording, California 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It's a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered other. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. We went to Oklahoma for a conference. It's like a business conference. Since we do like the phases and stages program, we go and we tell people about how we're keeping the culture alive, but also teaching like parenting habits, just throughout examples. Or my dad will like talk about when he was raising me and everything. So it's really interesting though, because you get to see other programs, and it's all with NICWA. So you get to see all these other programs that are going on. So that's really interesting. You get to see like people from other tribes. We actually saw people from Alaska too. So that was crazy, you know. Their flight was extremely long. Well, I had never met any of those family members, or I was too little to remember them, but there's 3 daughters that were like around my age. I was the oldest, but they were around my age. But it was really interesting, because we just like got along right away. We were family, you know? So that was really fun. We went to the tribal museum.